Hi, this is a dictation for Samantha Redding. S like Sam, S-A-M-A-N-T-H-A, Samantha. Last name Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G. Date of birth is 8-27-68. Date of accident 2-27-2022. Date of service is 8-1-2022. The patient alleges that she was involved in automobile accident on 2-27-2022, leading to the following chief complaints: severe pain in the neck and shoulder and lower back. A sharp pain comes from her neck to the shoulder and top of the arm and the back of her neck, and head feels heavy with headaches, like there is a brick on the head. The pain is very severe at night and hurting all day long, and she has a hard time to go to sleep. The patient alleges that she has pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and both shoulders, and headaches with radiation to both arms and both legs. History of automobile accident. The patient alleges that she was involved in an accident on 2/27 or 2/28/2022. Patient is not completely sure. We believe that the accident occurred on 2/27/2022, as reported by her lawyer. She reports that accident occurred at 10 p.m. Seven people were traveling. Herself, she was sitting on the rear passenger on the right and was not wearing seat belt. The other people are as follows. The driver was the auntie, who is okay, and front four people had seat belts and they're all okay. Everyone is doing pretty good except herself. She was the one who was not wearing seat belt, and they were traveling a large three-row SUV, and they were hit into a Mercedes car. The accident occurred in Tennessee on Highway I-75 North, where they were traveling at 60 miles an hour. The other car was at 75 miles an hour. Patient reports that they were traveling on a left lane of I-75 going northbound. The patient states that as much as she saw a car, the Mercedes, was flying in the air from some other accident previously, and they hit their car on the right when the car landed up. The driver was intoxicated, and the detail of his accident is unknown. He was arrested on the side by the police came. The patient reported that she was not wearing seatbelt. Everybody else in the car was wearing seatbelt. Airbags were not deployed. There was no loss of consciousness. No hit-and-run accident. It was not a hit-and-run accident, as the other driver was completely intoxicated. The police came, ambulance came at the scene, and the accident occurred in Tennessee part of the I-75. Police complaint was filed, and ambulance also came. And then after the accident, they decided to come home. The impact of this accident is as follows. The impact, force of impact shifted the car completely. Car was drivable and they were able to make it to Detroit. There was a major dent to the rim, but there was no damage to the windows, seat belt, headrest or steering wheel or any other inside structures. The patient report that they did not go to the ER on the moment of accident because she had no pain after the impact and no physical therapy has been done. However, upon return on March 22nd, patient went to the DMC hospital, ER, where CT scan was done, MRI and medications were done. On 7/22, patient went to Henry Ford Hospital for pain again. During this accident, patient reported that her body jerked very badly on sideways, and she hit the knees to the front seat, but there was no direct head trauma, but there is a neck whiplash when she hit her head into the headrest. After presenting illness, patient reports that she is suffering from headaches which are not improving. The headaches are mostly in the vertex and also in the front, back, right and left temple. Actually, the whole head hurts, mild to moderate, and she takes Motrin, which helps her pain. Pain level is around 5, and it is off and on, and it is triggered and worsened by noise, but no issues with the light. Associated factors, there is no nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Symptoms of TBI, patient alleges that she is suffering from dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear on the right side, nightmares, fearful of the event, panic, and lack of sleep, but denies any loss of consciousness, seizures, blackouts, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, incontinence of the urine bowel, or vision problems like blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. Patient denies any nausea, vomiting. Patient denies any sedal anesthesia or trouble walking, fatigue, weakness, lightheadedness. Patient does report anxiety, depression, panic, and sleep disturbance. Regarding the pain, patient suffers from pain which is moderately severe in the neck, 8, and upper back and lower back to the tune of 7, across the lower back, across the mid back, across the upper back, involving both shoulders, which are reported as follows. Right shoulder is 7, and she can move her arm up to 110 degrees for abduction and flexion. The left shoulder is 6, and she can move up to 90 degrees only of abduction. Patient further reports a radiation of pain and numbness in the both arm, laterally involving the thumb and the index finger, and lower back pain is shooting down to laterally on both legs, both all the way to the involving fourth and fifth toes. These pains are continuous and are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, aching, heavy. The severity of the pain is from 2 to 7. ADLs are affected 7. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by lying down and improved by medication and analgesic creams and lying down. There is an associated numbness, tingling, pins and needle of both legs and both arms, mostly on the lateral part of the outer part of the extremities. Patient describes some weakness of the arms. However, there is no pain in the hip or knees or ankle, elbows and hands. There is no bladder bowel incontinence and no muscle weakness is reported. Regarding the past investigation, patient has had x-rays, CT scan and MRI at Henry Ford and DMC Hospital from her last 2 ER visits. Regarding the past medical treatment, patient reports that she has only seen MRI and CT scan Sinegrace, who provided her some ibuprofen. Other than that, she has not seen any other doctor or physical therapy, chiropractor, or acupuncturist. System review is completely negative except for GI ulcer. And past surgical history is positive for hysterectomy at DMC Hospital for chronic bleeding. Allergies to penicillin and Levaquin. Family history is positive for dementia for mother who died of it. Father is deceased from stomach cancer. Siblings, 2 brothers. 4 sisters, no medical problems. They are alive. Relationship status, patient single. And 2 children, 30 and 35, live alone. And brother comes to help. Employment status, patient is unemployed due to the pain currently, but she was working as for state home health provider. Legal status, patient has JC Auto Law as a legal representing. Person is the patient does not drink, does smoke one pack per day for 3 days, and does not abuse any recreational drug. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 130/80. Pulse is 79. Respiratory rate is 18. Temperature 96.7. The height is 5'11". Weight 160. 53-year-old African-American female of a average build and nutrition. Alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. With no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, polynesia. And no acute distress, shortness of breath, or pain cases are identified. The patient doesn't appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. The patient has good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well and is mobile, independent without using any adaptive device. Rest of the physical examination is from the template, including the general exam, psychiatric exam, neurological examination, the musculature examination, and the gait examination. They're all normal. The musculoskeletal examination is as follows. The inspection, the entire spine has a normal curvature and alignment with no scars. Palpation, there is no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback. Pelvic iliac crest height is equal and no pelvic tilt is noted. Spine tenderness, none is present. The range of motion of the, no paravertebral muscle spasm or tenderness, no hypertonicity is noticed. Cervical spine range of motion is 30 and extension is 30, bilateral side flexion is 25 and bilateral rotation is 40. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 20 and side flexion is 20, bilateral rotation is 20. Upper extension is not painful. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman's sign was found negative, Sperling sign and Lermit test is negative, the special test is negative, Soto Hall test is negative, myelopathy sign is negative, and in thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, Slum test is negative, and the lumbar spine, Burdensky chronic test is negative, straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees, contralateral leg raise test is positive, Bregard test positive, Kemp test is positive, Levinsky sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint. Both the sacroiliac joints are mildly tender. And their standing flexion test is positive. Iliac compression test is positive. Distraction test is positive. If Faber test is positive, Gonsalves test is positive. Trendelenburg sign is negative. In the extremities examination, except for both shoulders, rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal. Please use the template to type it. The examination of both shoulders is as follows. On examination, both shoulders on inspection appear to be completely normal with no sign of any shoulder dislocation. On palpation, there are no tender points in the AC joint or shoulder joint or in the rotator cuff muscles. Muscle strength is slightly poor at 4/5 bilaterally, especially the left arm. And active motion is as follows. The right arm, 110 degrees of abduction and flexion are possible without pain, while on the left side, only up to 90 degrees of abduction is possible. Special tests were carried out and it was discovered that Hawken-Kennedy test is positive bilaterally. Empty-Bearer-Kent test is positive bilaterally. Feet test, near test are positive bilaterally. Drop arm test, negative. Anterior-posterior apprehension test, negative. Rest of the extremities are completely normal. Diagnosis. V8 9.2 XFT. CNS R51 G44.329, F41.1 F32.9 F43.20. TBI. Nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0. Upper extremity shoulders M54.511, M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. M75.112. Cervical spine M54.2, M50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4 XXA. Thoracic spine M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, S23.3 XXA. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16. And the lumbar spine sacroiliac spine will be M46.6 bilaterally and M54.17. The plan of care for Ms. Samantha Redding is from the template. Treatment plan for Samantha Redding is as follows. First paragraph comes from the template. Number two, physical therapy comes from the template, which is ordered 3 times per week at her choice place. Just one moment. Focusing on the neck, mid back, lower back, both shoulders, and both sacroiliac joints, with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie back program are explained to the patient. Disability is ordered, work restriction for part-time work, 7 hours, 7 days, with 7 pound lifting limit with intermittent rest, and no excessive bending, twisting, running, standing, jumping. Medications, non-pharmacological medications are ordered as follows. Naproxen 500 twice a day. 60 tablets are ordered for help with the anti-inflammatory and healing. Number two, Elavil 50 milligram at night to help with the sleep, relieve GAD disorder, help in depression, fibromyalgia, muscle skeletal pain, and pain relief. Flexeril 10 milligram 3 times a day for muscle relaxation to relieve the muscle spasm. Voltaren gel 3%, 100 gram for topical pain relief. For narcotic pain medication, Tylenol number 3 with codeine is advised 15 tablets, 1 tablet 2 times a day, PRN, for pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of available MRI and other imaging records. Patient has reported that she went to Henry Ford and Sinai Grace Hospital and those records are being requested. Interventional pain procedures, none are being ordered. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych evaluation, none. Attended care and case worker is not warranted right now. We'll keep an eye on the symptoms and if symptoms are worsening, then she will be ordered attended care. Past medical records, however, the patient is advised not to drive. Past medical records have been ordered, investigations. We will order the investigation after 8 to 12 weeks of physical therapy and other therapies. And another evaluation, DM. The patient is provided with a neck brace and a back brace to help her in the healing. A 10th unit will be provided at a later date. Education, yes. Follow visit in 30 days and personal support contact is yes. Patients can come to visit us anytime she likes. Thank you.